الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره وأؤمن به جل وعلا ولا أكفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I praise him and I seek his assistance, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and slave. Today's khutbah is in continuation of the series of Asma'illah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Ghani, the rich, free from all needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Ghani, he is free of all needs from anybody, from anything, and everything and everybody needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ghani, the free from all needs and free from any needs from the ins or jinn, in all time and everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free from all needs from his slaves, and his favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all his slaves, either from jinn or ins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his will, he's also free from all needs all the time and everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not need anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything need him. He created the ins and jinn. He didn't need them. They need for him, for themselves, to be blessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward who will obey him and will punish who will disobey him. So وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِنَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ. So just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created an ins and jinn to worship him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has no partner, he has no wife, he has no son, he has no assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he conducts all the affairs by himself, with his will, with his word. He created all the creations with his word to worship him. And he is free of all needs from them. And also, he made all them his slaves, so they can worship him alone, so they can get rewarded when they follow his commandments. And also they can reward him further when the ins will follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words. The name Al-Ghani, the free from all needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the rich, was mentioned in the Quran about 8 times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 263. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم. Kind words and forgiving of faults are better than sadaqah, charity, followed by injury, and Allah rich, free of all needs, and He is most forbearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ and your Lord is the rich, the free from all needs, and has, is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim said, إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And in Surah Al-Taghabun, فَكَفَرُوا وَتَوَلَّوا وَاسْتَغْنَى اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. In Surah Fatir, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined His name Al-Ghani and also His name Al-Hamid. That's because even if the his slaves will not worship him, still he will forgive and he will forbid them if they come back to him and ask them to always remember him. So he will accept their repentance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most rich, and all His slaves are the poor for Him. They are poor for him to bring him to life. They are poor for him to give them sustenance. And they are poor for him to give them provisions. And also all the blessings. What they know and what they don't know. And also without the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing, no provisions, no risk will come to his slaves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all needs, and he is the rich, and everybody and everything needs him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect his slaves in need of him. He protects them from all the bad things to happen. He will, with them to ask and to supplicate, he will remove all calamities and difficulties away from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all the affairs as the slaves need it if they follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. So all of us are poor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are poor in every word. We are poor because we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessings. We are poor. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us healthy. We are poor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the blessings you have, your eyes, your tongue, your ears, your leg, your hands, all this without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permission, you are not going to use. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all needs. He does not eat. He does not drink. وَمَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not need a wife. He does not need a son. That means that absolute oneness. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolute oneness. It's because need a son, need a wife. This means that's negativeness or you could say that shortcoming. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala far away from that. قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all needs from any of His creatures. All He created, He is free from all needs from them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. He doesn't need anybody, he doesn't need anything, but basically we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ourselves, for our sustenance, for our living here in this life, and also for the afterlife to go to the paradise. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us to the paradise so we could enjoy the what no one heard of, what no mind can conceive, and that's blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us if we follow His words and if we stay away from any forbiddings that He forbid. Al-Hasan al-Basri mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 100 books and also sent 4 books, and all of them, all in the these 100 books, they are in the Torah and the Bible and Zabur and the Quran, and the 4 books, all of them also in the Quran, and the whole Quran with the secret of the Surah Al-Fatiha, and the for Surah Al-Fatiha also a secret in this إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, we worship you and we need your help all the time. So فَعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. So worship Allah and keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your all your in your affairs. So now how we can use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ghani in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and he did not need us. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you money, so you need to use the money as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you to use it for, to give it charity. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the health, so you use it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you. You need to pray 5 times. You need to do your fasting and to give the charity, because the richness not only in the money, not only in the money. You could be rich in a blessing that way more valuable than the money. But your health, you could be rich. When you are rich in health and you have somebody that who is the richest person in the world and is not healthy, which one you choose? You like to have all the money in the world, or you like to be healthy? This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should always praise Allah and thank Allah for it. And not only that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you away from any trouble or keep all the calamities away from you, that's also richness, that you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time for it and praise Him for it. Because when you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all this blessing, it's going to be there and it's going to be increased. Because وَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So when you keep yourself poor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the best quality that you can live with. Keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poor. We are poor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our lives, to bless our time. Just the blessing of time. You can use your time foolishly, and you can use your time wisely. Using your time wisely, that's a blessing. That's richness. Because you can do a lot with that in this life. You can do well with little that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed. But you could have much without blessing, that's useless. So, all this will emphasize the importance of how to keep that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ghani in your life. Just look how you breathe, how you eat, how you walk, how you do your everything in your life, and you every moment in your life you thank Allah for what you have, and that's you remember Allah all the time and you thank Allah for all this blessing. Allah will bless you, Allah will keep His blessing on you, and because Allah knows what the best for you. If you ask for money, may this money will be a curse on you. Maybe this money will lead you to the hellfire. So, but when you pray for the blessing of Allah, Allah will bless you of what He knows the best for you. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate me, Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. One of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to have the water for wudu to be ready for sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in the Fajr. And even he used to sleep on the doorstep of the Prophet's place. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him what his name was, Rabi'a ibn Ka'b, ask him, what can I do for you? So ask me for what you're doing. So Rabi'a ibn Ka'b told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me think about that. And he stayed for one day, and he came. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, so what is it, Rabi'a, what do you want? So, O Prophet of Allah, I need your companionship in the paradise. This poor man he needs all life affairs and money or whatever, but he did not ask for any money. All what he asked for the companionship of the Prophet in the paradise. So the richness, what the Prophet said to him, who told you that? Why did you ask about this? He said, I thought about it. I knew that all what's in this life is going to be gone, and that's going to be last. But for your companionship in the paradise, that's the most richest point that I can reach. So the Prophet ﷺ asked him, well, you prostrate, you make sujood, and may Allah reward you what you wish. And for sure, of course, that's the prayer of the Prophet is for anything like that will be accepted, subhanallah. So this is the real richness. The real richness is to look for what will last. What will last? If you ask for money, the money are not going to take it with you in your grave. Only you're going to go to the grave without anything, just your deed, good deeds or bad deeds. And the richness in the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is how to treat the people, how to look after anyone who asks you for need. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he received a gift from one of his rulers in Azerbaijan. That was a very precious type of food that only special people can eat. So when Sayyidina Umar tasted, he told the messenger of the ruler, if everybody from the Muslims community there eat this, he said, the messenger told him, no, this is only for the high rank and high rich people that they can eat it, because it's very expensive. So the Sayyidina Umar refused to eat from this food, and he told him, I cannot eat from what the common people, the poor people eat, and give this, divide all this food among the poor people. And also give another example. In the Ramada year, when there was a famine in Medina, and at that time Sayyidina Umar used to only eat vinegar, salt, and very limited type of food, and even his stomach was aching, but he told his stomach, whatever you ache, you didn't have anything more than that until the common people eat the meat. So he did not eat the meat all this time during the famine, although he was the leader of the faithful. But he lived a simple life like anybody else until that famine passed away. Okay, now, for the money, you know, the devil, when that money was created, the dinar, or the the devil put that money in his on his eyes. The shaitan put the money in his eyes. And this, he said, this will be the most way to deceive the human. And so this money is dearest to the shaitan because he used it to deceive humans away from the path, the true path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, when that money was invented, he cried very loud and called all the devils around him, his companions, and he told them, I do not need you anymore. I have what I can deceive the human with, and this money going to do with it more than what you can do else with the humans. This means that the money could be a curse if it's not used right, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to use it. اللهم يا غني يا حميد أنت الذي تجود وتمنح وتعطي وتمنع أعطنا وجد علينا يا جواد يا عظيم السلطان يا قديم الإحسان يا كثير الخير يا واسع العطايا يا باسط الرزق أبسط أرزاقنا يا جميل الستر أستر عوراتنا يا مأمن كل خائف آمن خوفنا اللهم لا تخيب أمل المؤمنين ويا ملاذ اللائزين ارحم من ناداك وهو يؤمن بأنك ربه وأنت قصده وحسبه عمر جوارحنا بطاعتك وعمر قلوبنا بحبك واغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ردنا وارض عنا واكرمنا ولا تهنا وزدنا ولا تنقصنا وعافنا واعف عنا وكن لنا ولا تكن علينا يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر